This message is going to be about peacemakers. Este mensaje va a tratar sobre los pacificadores. Let us all stand in reverence to the word of God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Mateo capítulo 5, verso 9. Of all the messages that I've preached in this church, I think this is one of the more important ones. De todos los mensajes que he predicado en iglesia, creo que es uno de los más importantes. Again, Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. In English, it says, the word of God, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God." In Spanish, "Bienaventurados los pacificadores, porque ellos serán llamados hijos de Dios." Lord, we come before you once again. We just give you thanks for your word. I pray this morning that you give us the wisdom to be able to understand this morning's message and how you want us to be peacemakers, to bring peace, and to be at peace. Help us, Lord, understand your word. This morning, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Pueden sentarse, you may be seated. Thank you so much. I've been preaching about the Beatitudes. He estado predicando sobre las bienaventuranzas. The Beatitudes are important. Las bienaventuranzas son importantes. And they are the first 12 verses of chapter 5 of Matthew. Son los primeros 12 versos de capítulo 5 de Mateo. And these Beatitudes tells us how to get closer to God. Estas bienaventuranzas nos dicen, nos enseñan cómo podemos acercarnos más a Dios. Today we're on the seventh Beatitude. Estamos en la séptima bienaventuranza. You can actually hear the other six Beatitudes on our website. Usted puede escuchar las otras seis bienaventuranzas, las predicaciones en nuestras páginas web. But this seventh Beatitude talks about being a peacemaker and being at peace ourselves. La séptima bienaventuranza habla sobre lo que es ser un pacificador y también habla de cómo podemos estar en paz nosotros mismos. At this time in this verse, Jesus is speaking to a great multitude. Jesús, en este momento de su predicación, él está hablándole a una gran multitud. Large crowds normally follow Jesus. Las multitudes regularmente lo seguían a Jesús. Simply because Jesus met their needs. Jesús cumplía con sus necesidades. Jesus healed their infirmities. Jesús sanaba sus enfermedades. Jesus fed them. Jesús les daba de comer. In general, in all, Jesus had great compassion for the people. Jesús tenía mucha compasión por el pueblo. The Jews at this time were under Roman rule. Los judíos en este tiempo estaban bajo el dominio romano. They were oppressed, estaban oprimidos. They were suffering, estaban sufriendo. It was a tough time in their history. Era un tiempo muy difícil en su historia. And because tyranny, a group formed that opposed this Roman rule. Y debido, un grupo se formó para oponerse a los romanos. This group was called the Zealots. Este grupo se llamaban los Zelotes. And man, they despised the Romans. Ellos odiaban a los romanos. So what this group did, they started to incite the people to rebel against the Roman Empire. Este grupo comenzó a incitar al pueblo a rebelarse en contra el Imperio Romano. Their goal was to expel the Romans from their land by force. Su meta fue de expulsar a los romanos a la fuerza. So there was like a lot of hatred in the hearts of this group. Había bastante odio en los corazones de estas personas que estaban en este grupo. This group did not want peace. They wanted war. Este grupo no quería paz. Ellos querían guerra. So going back to the people who was listening, who were listening to Jesus on that mount, regresando de vuelta a esa multitud que estaban escuchando a Jesús en ese monte, en ese día, they did not expect to hear this beatitude. Ellos no esperaban escuchar esta bienaventuranza. On that day, the message Jesus preached was not about war. El mensaje de Jesús en ese día no fue de guerra. On that day, the message Jesus preached was about peace. El mensaje de Jesús en ese día fue de paz. And he said this very simple sentence. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Y lo que dijo fue simple. Esto es lo que dijo, bienaventurados los pacificadores, porque ellos serán llamados hijos de Dios. And as you can imagine, as they heard that, knowing what was going around in that day, it rocked their world. En ese día Jesús prácticamente sacudió su mundo, porque ellos no esperaban que Jesús les dijera esto. Now, if you observe carefully, though, the main theme of the Bible from beginning to end is peace. Y si observa detenidamente, el tema principal de la Biblia, de principio a fin, es paz. The Bible opens with peace in the garden and finishes with peace in heaven. La Biblia comienza con paz en el Edén y termina con paz en el cielo. Now, did you know that there are more than 400 references of peace in the Bible? Hay más de 400 referencias de paz en la Biblia. So peace should be a main theme for us, the believer. Paz debe ser uno de los temas principales para nosotros, los creyentes. As believers in Christ, we are to bring peace to troubled hearts. And those that are in conflict, como creyentes debemos traer paz a los corazones turbados y a los que están en conflicto. Jesus, our God, did not give this responsibility. Now listen to me. Jesus did not give this responsibility of bringing peace to the politicians. Dios, Jesús, no le dio esta responsabilidad de traer paz a los políticos. There should be an amen there. Because he gave the responsibility to us. Él dio esa responsabilidad a nosotros. In fact, the world has not done well at all in this area of peace. Este mundo ha fallado en esta área de traer paz. Currently, there is no peace in this world. Actualmente, no hay paz en este mundo. There is no peace politically. No hay paz políticamente hablando. There is no peace in this world. No hay paz en este mundo. Let me give you an example. Déjeme darle un ejemplo. In 1945, the United Nations was created with the purpose to bring peace to this world. En 1945, las Naciones Unidas fueron creadas con el propósito de traer paz a este mundo. Now, do you know this? Do you know this, that there has not been, not even one day of peace in the world since that year? ¿Sabe usted que no ha habido paz, ni tan siquiera un día de paz desde el inicio de las Naciones Unidas? Ni un día. Let me give you a stat. Déjeme darle una estadística. According to the New York Times, 108 million. That's a lot of people. 108 million people were killed in the 20th century in wars alone. Según el periódico New York Times, han muerto 108 millones de personas en este último siglo, el siglo XX. 108 millones. Man by itself will never be able to achieve peace. El hombre por sí solo nunca va a lograr la paz. Because the only one who can bring peace to this world and to your life, his name is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen, yes. El único que puede traer paz a este mundo y a su vida, su nombre es Cristo Jesús. Nobody else. Nobody else can bring peace to your life except Christ. Now, peace is not the absence of conflict. It's not the absence of war. Paz no es la ausencia de un conflicto o la ausencia de guerra. This is not the definition of peace. Esto no es la definición de paz. Do you want to know what the definition of peace really is? ¿Usted quiere saber la definición verdadera de lo que es paz? The definition of peace, biblically, is the presence of, not the absence of, the presence of God in the heart of man. La definición bíblica de lo que es paz es la presencia de, no la ausencia, la presencia de Dios en el corazón del hombre. That is the definition of peace. Esa es la definición de paz. In the Hebrew, the word is, for peace is shalom. Can you say that word, shalom? En hebreo, la palabra es shalom. It means peace be unto you. Quiere decir que tengas paz en tu vida. In fact, can you say to the person next to you, shalom? Dígale a la persona que está a su lado, shalom. Peace be unto you. It's actually shalom aleichem. Aleichem shalom. That's all the Hebrew I know. Unfortunately, peace between God and man has been interrupted. Desafortunadamente, la paz entre Dios y el hombre ha sido interrumpida. Currently, there is a disconnect from God. Actualmente, estamos desconectados de Dios. And that's why man struggles so much in this area of peace. Y es por esto que el hombre no logra tener paz. But the question this morning is, how do we do it? La pregunta esta mañana, ¿cómo logramos? How do we get peace? How do we reconnect with God? ¿Cómo podemos conectar con Dios? How can we achieve this peace that only God can give us? ¿Cómo logramos tener paz que solamente Dios nos puede dar? How can we achieve peace with others? ¿Cómo podemos lograr paz con los demás, con otros? How can we achieve peace in our hearts? ¿Cómo logramos tener paz en nuestros corazones? Now that's a big one. That's a biggie. These are all good questions. Todos son muy buenas preguntas. The reality is that we are short-fused. You know what that means? We get angry like really quick. La realidad es que somos personas muy enojadas. Nos enojamos muy rápido. I mean, we have the ability to tell anybody off like in minutes. Tenemos la habilidad de gritarle dos o tres cosas a quien sea en segundos. I mean, I love it, especially some of the ladies, they bring up this finger here. And when they get angry and they start moving it around like this, and then they're shaking their head and they say something like this, "Oh no, you didn't." Lo más peligroso es cuando las hermanas apuntan ese dedo. Wow. Now, church, this is the problem. Iglesia, este es un problema. So the question really is, how do we overcome this behavior? La pregunta es también, ¿cómo podemos vencer este comportamiento? So today I want to give you a biblical formula so that you can take home. Quisiera darles en esta mañana una fórmula bíblica para que usted se lo lleve para su casa. Again, this is what I'm going to say to you right now is very important. Lo que les voy a decir es muy importante. For those that like to write, you might want to write down these things at this time. Si usted es la persona que le gusta escribir, usted lo puede notar. If not, you want to take good mental note at this time. Puede tomar nota mental. First off, we need to be peacemakers at all cost. Primeramente, tenemos que ser gente que trae paz a todo costo. Don't be the one to instigate fights. No sea usted quien instigue las peleas. Don't be the one to throw wood to the fire. No sea usted quien tire leña al fuego. Do you know what I mean by that? Let's be wise. Usemos la sabiduría. Help others make peace. Ayude a traer la paz. No guerra. Secondly, a big one. Secondly, you must be able to swallow your pride. Tiene que tragarse su orgullo. Admit when you're wrong. Wait, sorry, that word doesn't come out. Admit when you're wrong. For a lot of people, that's a hard word to say. Admit when you're wrong. Admita cuando usted esté equivocado. Thirdly, peace must always be accompanied with truth and holiness. I'm going to say that again. Peace must always be accompanied with truth and holiness. Tercero, la paz debe siempre estar acompañada con la verdad y con la santidad. Let me read to you what the Hebrew author said, Hebrews 12:14. He said this, pursue peace with all men as well as, key word here, holiness. Pursue peace with holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Hebreos 12:14 dice así, seguid la paz con todos y la santidad. Son palabras claves. Seguid la paz con la santidad. Sin cual nadie verá al Señor. If peace does not have these attributes, peace will only be temporary. Si la paz no tiene estos atributos, la paz será temporal. And I'm going to explain this last one. Quisiera explicarles este último. Jesus said at one point, I'm going to be reading from Matthew 10:34. He said this. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Jesús dijo esto en un momento dado. Él dijo esto, Mateo 10:34. Y dijo esto, no he venido para traer paz, sino espada. Now, some knuckleheads think that Jesus contradicted himself when he said this. Algunos creen que Jesús se contradijo al decir estas palabras. Let me tell you, Jesus did not contradict himself with this verse. Jesús no se contradijo aquí. This is what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying here that confrontation will happen at times. Jesús nos dice esto, que habrá confrontación a veces. Jesus is saying here that unmasking sin will be necessary. Jesús está diciendo aquí que habrá la necesidad de desenmascarar el pecado. So basically what he's saying here is that we cannot abandon truth. Y prácticamente lo que está diciendo con este verso es de que nosotros no podemos abandonar la verdad. We cannot abandon our convictions in Christ. Amen. No podemos abandonar la convicción que tenemos en Cristo Jesús. And that's concerning to me in this day and age. Eso me preocupa. RC, a lot of my brothers and sisters losing their conviction in this culture. Me preocupa porque veo a mis hermanos en Cristo Jesús que están perdiendo sus convicciones en esta cultura. Living a godly life can be disruptive and offensive for some. Viviendo una vida consagrada a Dios puede llegar a ser ofensiva para algunos. And you know something? In reality, it becomes a battle. I know that. Y muchas veces esto se convierte en una lucha. Yo lo sé muy bien. Estoy muy consciente de eso. True peace comes when the battle is when that battle for truth is fought and you win and you prevail. Y logramos la paz verdadera cuando luchamos por la verdad y vencemos. The greatest example of peace is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ himself. El mejor ejemplo de paz es el mismo Jesús, nuestro Señor. Colossians chapter 1 verse 20 says this, that Christ made peace through his blood shed on the cross at Calvary. Colosenses 1:20 nos dice que Jesús hizo paz por medio de la sangre que él mismo vertió en la cruz del Calvario. And it was Christ who reconciled God with man, joining them and connecting them. Y fue Jesús quien conectó a Dios con el hombre de vuelta. Los enchufló. I want to take you back to the moment that Jesus was being crucified. Can you take a trip with me this morning? ¿Podemos ir al pie de la cruz esta mañana? Can I take you back there for a moment? At some point that day, it became very dark. En un momento dado, ese día que lo crucificaron a Jesús, se oscureció. There was loud thunder, hubo truenos fuertes. And there was a mob of people saying, crucify him, crucify him. Y la multitud decía, y le gritaba, crucifíquenle. And right before he went to the cross, as he walked with that cross, y antes de ir, mientras caminaba con esa cruz, people would curse at him and they would spit on him. Y mientras él caminaba hacia el Monte Calvario, la gente lo maldecía y le escupía a nuestro Señor Jesús. So in the middle of all that, Christ is hanging on the cross. I want you to take a good visual of that. In the middle of all that, Christ is hanging on the cross and he's dying. And you know the words that he's saying? Let me tell you one of the words that he's saying. And he says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Y en medio de todo esto, Jesús, mientras colgaba en esa cruz, él grita esas palabras y dice, Padre, perdónales porque no saben lo que hacen. Again, it is at this point that God is reconnected with man. Es en este momento que Dios es reconectado con el hombre. So the cross is the perfect picture of peace. La cruz es el cuadro perfecto de paz. And it's through this act of grace, and it's through this act of love that we now have that ability to be a peacemaker. Y es por medio de este acto de amor y de misericordia que nosotros tenemos la habilidad de ser verdaderos pacificadores. And Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Y Jesús dijo, bienaventurados los pacificadores, porque ellos serán llamados hijos de Dios.
Hi, Pastor Manny here. We thank you so much for tuning in. It's a true blessing for us. If you like what you heard today, please go right ahead and download the message or share it with others. But we also invite you to come to our church at Boynton Beach. God bless you all.